In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump is meeting with senators from his own party on Tuesday to present a proposal for economic relief after the stock market fell. The rapid spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, through the nation has caused market jitters and appears to have put the president off balance. Trump's plan includes proposing payroll tax relief for Americans and a bailout of the travel industry. According to the Washington Post, quote, his proposal caught many lawmakers by surprise. The stock market rebounded on Tuesday after a massive fall on Monday, and oil prices have also begun to recover. Meanwhile, Trump and his Vice President Mike Pence gave a press conference on Monday in the White House briefing room about the spread of the coronavirus and the disembarking of a cruise ship in California. Mr. Trump stood silently next to Pence for a time and then walked out as reporters asked him about being tested for the virus, leaving the vice president to respond.
Have you been tested?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Have you been tested?
I have not been tested for the coronavirus.
Has the president been tested?
He's been in contact with people who were in proximity to somebody who had the virus.
Let me be sure and get you an answer to that. I honestly don't know the answer to the question.
That's Mike Pence at a press briefing on Monday answering questions about whether he or Mr. Trump have been tested for COVID-19. Another reporter raised the fact that Trump has been in contact with several congressmen who personally interacted with an individual at the CPAC conference now known to have the virus.
You just said that you have not been tested. You said you don't know if the president has been tested, but today we learned that the president has interacted with two lawmakers who have interacted with someone who is positive for coronavirus. So why not get tested?
Well, I just simply don't know what the White House physician has recommended to the president, but I promise you we'll get you that information.
The two congressmen in question are Matt Gaetz and Doug Collins, who have now self-quarantined after interacting with an infected person and then the president. Also under self-imposed quarantine is Trump's new acting chief of staff, Mark Meadows, Congressman Paul Gosar, and Senator Ted Cruz. A total of seven lawmakers have announced they may have been exposed. So far, none are reporting symptoms. In other news related to the virus, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new set of guidelines aimed at older Americans, saying people over 60 should avoid travel and stock up on supplies. A CDC spokesperson said, quote, as the trajectory of the outbreak continues, many people in the U.S. will at some point in time this year or next be exposed to this virus, and there's a good chance many will become sick. The reason to stock up now is to kind of stick close to home. She added, quote, the highest risk is those who are older and with underlying health conditions. Colleges and universities across the country are canceling in-person classes, including at Harvard, Columbia, Princeton, Rice, Stanford, and UC Berkeley. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo has deployed the National Guard to New Rochelle, a town north of New York City, to contain the virus. Justifying his decision to reporters, Cuomo said, this is unique in the United States of America. We haven't seen this anywhere else. Think about it, New Rochelle has double the cases of New York City. And internationally, the quarantine in the hard-hit nation of Italy was expanded from a large part of the country to the entire nation. According to AP, Italy now has more coronavirus cases than anywhere but China, registering 9,172 infections with 463 deaths. Meanwhile, Iran had its single highest death toll in a day on Monday, with 54 people dying from COVID-19 in just 24 hours. In election news, five states are holding their primary races on Tuesday as Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders continued their battle for delegates heading into this summer's party convention. The state of Michigan is especially critical as it could portend a turnaround for Sanders' campaign if he's able to pull off a surprise victory in that state like he did 4 years ago against Hillary Clinton. Sanders enjoys strong support from American Muslims, and Michigan has one of the highest concentrations of Muslims in the nation. Sanders also won an endorsement from musician Neil Young on Monday. Meanwhile, Biden, as the new frontrunner, is coming under closer scrutiny. Speaking to his supporters at a 2,000-strong rally in Detroit, Michigan, Biden faced protests among the crowds of people with some holding up banners that read, NAFTA killed our jobs. Biden reportedly questioned whether they were pro-Trump supporters before saying, that's okay, let him go. This is not a Trump rally. The Bernie bros are here. Let him go. Shortly after, more protesters demanded that Biden support a Green New Deal. Holding signs saying, Green New Deal now and green jobs for all, they chanted, Joe Biden's got to go. Biden, meanwhile, gave an interview to MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell, where he explained what sort of president he would be. Despite the fact that healthcare is the number one concern of voters in poll after poll, and that Medicare for All is a popular plan, Biden promised to veto it if it were to come to his desk for a signature.
I would veto anything that delays providing the security and the certainty of healthcare being available now. If they got that through, and by some miracle, and there was an epiphany that occurred, and some miracle occurred that said, okay, it's passed, then you got to look at the cost. I want to know, how did they find the $35 trillion?
Critics slammed Biden for regurgitating health insurance industry talking points. Lawrence O'Donnell also asked Biden about his enthusiastic support for the Iraq war. Biden claimed he did not believe the faulty intelligence that Iraq's Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
The rationale was that's the way to not go to war, because I didn't believe he had those nuclear weapons. I didn't believe he had those weapons of mass destruction. And you may remember the debates we had after that period about when Colin said, anyway. So that was the rationale. Mm-hmm.
Biden has been accused of rewriting his history on the Iraq war. Florida is once more in the news over the police abuse of black school children. Taisha Harmon's 7-year-old son, who struggles with mental health issues, was handcuffed by school law enforcement so forcefully it left marks on the child's wrists. The incident took place in Pinellas County, where officials justified the boy's treatment, saying he, quote, was engaging in dangerous activity that could have hurt the student or others. That incident follows another one where a 6-year-old black girl named Kaia Rowley was arrested at a school in Orlando. Video of the disturbing incident was made public last month. According to The Guardian, the Florida House passed a measure last week that would require police agencies adopt policies regulating the arrest of anyone under 10. It's now awaiting action by the state Senate. And in international news, the U.S. military has announced it is withdrawing troops from Afghanistan just days after the signing of a peace deal with the Afghan Taliban. Although it's unclear if the deal is holding, given continued violence in the country, the troops are apparently drawing down. On Tuesday, a U.S. military spokesperson in Afghanistan said that the U.S. had launched its, quote, conditions-based reduction of forces to 8,600 over 135 days. And that does it for our news headlines today.